Distorted View Daily proudly presents Story Time with an Adult Baby.
I know, Little Red Riding Hood. No, I know Goldilocks.
Yeah, with the porridge and the three bears.
A small bed, and she lay in it, and saw a medium bed, and she lay in it. And she saw a big bed, and she lay in it, and then she ate the porridge.
Well, wait. What bed did she like the best?
She liked the big bed.
No, she did not like the big bed. You don't know this story very well. You're a very bad boy. You don't listen.
And then she ate some porridge. And she ate the small porridge. And
no, said, no! No, it had nothing to do with size. It had to do with the hot. Remember? It was too cold. The one porridge was too cold. And the other was too hot.
Yeah, so like, one was too cold. And one was too hot. And one was tepid.
That's a big word for you, for a little baby.
I forgot I was a baby for a second.
Hey, freaks, it is Monday, November 13th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, a pregnant pussy smash rap. Plus, pissing yourself on live television, your vibrator is spying on you, and getting a root stuck up your ass. All this with your voicemails today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
If you won't suck a dick, do you suck a dick?
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson. Starting off a new week of programs, this right here is DV. I hope you all had a great weekend. I kind of did. I was back down in Cincinnati because, you know, I'm going to be moving there. This is going to happen, although no plans have been made as of yet. Like, the wheels are not even in motion. It's weird because, like, Lord Douche's job is moving down in December and, like, we're not ready at all. Like, I haven't started packing and, like, December is just a few weeks away and I don't have a place to live. Next month should be rather interesting. Whatever, right? But I was back down in Cincinnati again and you'd think, oh, Tim, you must be looking at places to live. You would think. You would think that. No, I was down watching Sister Act at the Arnoff Theater. Do I like musicals? No. As a matter of fact, I've got this visceral hatred for musicals. I know what you're saying, Tim, but you're a big fat fairy. Emphasis fat. Emphasis fairy. I know, right? Anyway, so one of Lord Douche's co-workers, who is down there, is an amazing singer. And a great actress and everything. And she was the lead in Sister Act. And so we went down to support her. And, you know, it was great seeing her. And she was awesome in it. And, you know, as far as musicals go, if I'm going to have to watch a musical, I want one to be funny. And Sister Act is supposed to be funny. I mean, it was funny. But it was funny in that musical theater way. I laugh at things like shit dick and people getting maimed. You don't see a lot of either of those things in musical theater. Everything is just so, like overly exaggerated, you know, in musical theater. I don't know how cultured you guys are, but if you've never been to see a musical, like, live, this is typically how it goes. And I'm going to make up just a musical on the fly here. This one is called Open Wide. It's about a young boy who dreams of being a dentist one day. It starts out like a kid in his bed. And his parents are fighting or something, right? He lives in a bad home. And he's like, one day I will be the one to fix a dent. Get it? Fix a dent, right? Dentures? Little wordplay there. One day I will be the one filling the void. You know, fillings. You know, it's all like dentistry terms. But like, and then when they're not singing, everything they say is just like overly acted. One day I'm gonna be the very best dentist in the whole wide world. And like, the thing is, you kind of have to do that because you're in a theater and you gotta let the people way in the back here. And it's all old people, gays and old people. And none of them can hear well. Old people, you know, they've got hearing aids. They got, you know, 85-year-old ears. Doesn't work anymore. And gays, I don't know, they've got cum in them or something. fecal matter, depending on what their fetishes are. Again, it was actually a very nice time. I had a good time. Musicals aren't my thing, but this was pretty good. If you live in the Cincinnati area, check out Sister Act. So that's what I did this weekend. I didn't look at any houses or places to live. Like I said, it was kind of a wasted trip. You know, in the past, I don't know, 10 years, I haven't been down to Cincinnati for anything. You know, to go to the museum or see a show, nothing. And the one now that I have to go down there, you know, because I'll be moving, I'm going to Cincinnati for all the wrong fucking reasons. And I'm getting sick of driving down there now. And it's going to suck because I know I'm going to have to be driving back and forth a lot more while I look for this fucking place to live. All right, listen, enough of my nightmare life. I've got a great show for you. Talk about bad singing. We, of course, have that segment where I feature really bad music. We nominate Linda Finkel Hall of Famers. Today, I've got a very interesting nominee because it's combined with another frequently featured subject here on Distorted View, and that is pornography. Yeah, this song, was this, who was this? DV listener... Talis Stonehill. Okay. Thank you, Talis Stonehill, for this Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nomination that was found on xvideos.com. You know, the porn site. This is like a whole music video. There are women in it dancing and singing. There's a rap, right? I urge you all to go on to xvideos.com and search for pregnant sex rap. And then in parentheses, Bun in the Oven. This is by rapper Stolen Panties. We are,
Bun in the Oven, so gather for loving. Before I start pushing, you need to start shoving.
All right, let me explain what we're looking at here, since you can't see it. There is a guy fucking a pregnant woman, and then there's a bunch of ladies singing and dancing with their pregnant stomachs out.
One month ago, so don't take it slow. Got a bundle in my belly and a fire down below. Bun in the oven, so get with the loving.
Like, the music doesn't, like, their work, like, what they're singing doesn't match with the backing instrumental, right?
Before I start pushing, you need to start shoving. Got one month ago, so don't take it slow. Got a bundle in my belly and
got a bundle in my belly and a fire down below, and now I'm watching a big black cock penetrate a pregnant white chick.
Her name was Peggy Sue, where she stayed true until she got knocked up. Her hubby wouldn't hit her up.
I thought the female singers were bad, and then the rap started.
Well, she had a precious pearl in her tummy. I found her shopping in the city and thought she looked quite yummy. Wasn't looking for a tease, just wanted to be pleased. She had a sexy face and I took her back to my place. She had never been with a guy from another race, I mean a black guy. So why not try it, just spit on it and choke on it, and I'll do the rest. I try my best, and this is what she said.
Burn in the oven, fire down below.
Burn in the oven, yeah. So get with the love.
I think this was actually a song I heard in Sister Act. It was in Act 2, I believe. That's the other thing about these musicals. They're so long. They're way too long for me. I mean, ultimately, I think it was only like 2 hours long, but like the whole like act break and intermission, it just gets me antsy. I don't know how musicals normally are, but if I was going to set up a musical, I would definitely make Act 2 substantially shorter than Act 1. Because Act 1, I was kind of fine, and then when the intermission finally hit, I'm like, this, we're only halfway through this thing. Then I was like looking at the book and like counting the musical numbers, and I'm like, there's even more musical numbers than in the first act! No! I think musicals should top out at an hour and a half, right? Like 45 minutes for the first one, then a 10 or 15 minute intermission, and then like a half hour for the second intermission. Wrap that fucking shit up. All right. I'm sorry. Let's get back to a bun in the oven.
I was at a nightclub and found a knocked up whore. I was at a nightclub.
This guy isn't even black. It's a white guy who pitched down his voice.
Named Tori Tori. I took her back to my place and showed her my black cock. She smiled as I began fucking her freckle pussy. And this is what she said.
Bun in the oven. Dick in my twat.
No more of that. All right, you get the idea. Speaking of bad music, here's a band playing at a liquor store. I still think this is better than Bun in the Oven. I almost feel like Oko Yono should be there. Is that her name? I think I fucked that up. Yoko. Yoko Ono. She could totally front that band. Kind of works, doesn't it? God bless that Ono Yoko, or whatever the fuck I said earlier. Next up, this is kind of fun. I'm going to need your help for the next three clips. For the life of me, I can't figure out if these are real or not. Freaks, I'm going to need you to put on your bullshit helmets and let me know if you think you smell that something is off with these. First up, an excited lady on Wheel of Fortune may have farted when picking her letter.
Hey, on a free play.
Excuse me.
That's right. I didn't hear. All I heard was a noise.
Oh.
Yeah, two O's. Yeah.
All right. So she either farted or she made a farting sound with her mouth when she, I think maybe she picked the wrong letter. She was like, wait. I mean X. Whatever.
Hey, on a free play.
See, she was going to say X.
Hey, on a free play.
Or A or something.
Excuse me.
That's right. I didn't hear. All I heard was a noise.
Oh, yeah.
Says A was already on the board, you see. And so maybe she was trying to catch herself from saying A. Or she may have just broken wind.
Hey, on a free play.
Excuse me.
That's right. I didn't hear. All I heard was a noise.
Oh, yeah.
Two O's. Yeah. I just heard a sound. Unidentifiable.
Where was that sound coming from, Pat Sajak? Oh, unfortunately, the camera was on the board. So I can't really tell if it's her mouth making the noise or her ass. Now, the video description says it, you know, she rips a wet one. I don't think that's what happened here. I think she made the noise with her mouth.
I just heard a sound.
I smell bullshit here, and it's not from someone's asshole.
Unidentifiable. $500.
F.
F, yes. There's an F.
Why is everyone laughing at the F, though? Because, you know, farts starts with F?
Stay there.
Yes.
We'll get back to you.
Oh, she's a big fat woman too. They're the ones with the loosest assholes. So it very well could have been a fart. I'll leave that up to you guys. Next up, a girl peeing herself on the news. This is a lady being interviewed by the local news.
Now all I heard was saying, "Help me! I got to pee."
Oh, that's what he said.
Now she's grabbing her crotch as she's saying this.
Oh, that's what he said?
I've been being myself.
Do you know where he was shot at on his body?
I think an arm in the side right there.
So he was shot on the arm.
She's looking off camera mouthing, "I have to pee."
Arm in his leg?
Or I just peed.
I just peed on myself.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. But, no, so afterwards, pee
So this video is being filmed, you know, like they're holding their iPhone up to the television screen. That's why you hear the guy laughing like an idiot. No, it looks like a real news report.
Can you describe to people who don't know him? His name was Michael, you said?
I think his name was Mike.
Okay, we'll be right back.
She's like looking down at the wet stain. I'm going to go ahead and say, I think this is real. Ting. Final clip I have for you is a live streamer who has an interesting opinion on smells, specifically man smells and how they affect women. Do you think this guy is being serious or do you think this is all for the lulz?
I can shower.
Yo, I think when you smell bad, I honestly think when you smell bad, it's better. It's honestly better for you to like get fucking, I don't know, girls, because they feel that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
by the way, everyone in the chat room is just writing a string of question marks. Like, what? What the hell are you saying here?
I don't know, dude. It's just easier to fucking get girls when you smell like shit, you know? So that's how I feel. They like that.
Maybe that's what I've been doing wrong.
They just like it when you smell like shit. So, yeah.
I try to smell nice. Should try rolling around in my own filth. Hello, ladies.
They like that. They just like it when you smell like shit. So, yeah. So wrong. No, it's not wrong. Dude, girls can smell your balls. Whether you guys want to believe this or not, there's like a gland next to your ball sack that like excretes some sort of hormone that girls like. And like when I don't shower, my ball sack stank. It adds up to where
I do like the smell of my own dirty, sweaty balls. Like after a long day, I'll just like take my fingers under my balls and like rub them and then I'll, you know, smell, and it's always like there's like a film like the sweat cheese, maybe, I don't know. To me it smells delicious, but I can see how people would be turned off by that. I don't want to smell other people's dirty balls, but I like my own brand.
And like when I don't shower, my ball sack stank, it adds up to where I'm a goddamn walking beacon of pussy, you understand? Like girls will just come around just to smell my balls. And it's like,
see, I was sort of with him. Not like I didn't agree with him, but I was like, oh, I thought he was serious. But this last part,
walking beacon of pussy, you understand?
The walking beacon of pussy. Like,
girls will just come around just to smell my balls.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's lining up to smell your sack.
And it's like, that's what's up.
I'm proud supporter. That's where I'm
at.
Dream. All
right, so where are you at?
All right, what do you think? I'm calling bullshit on this one. He doesn't really think women are attracted to his sweaty, cheesy balls. The only one I think is truly real is the woman pissing herself on television. What are your thoughts? Call into the voicemail line or email me, show at distortedview.com. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Thank you guys so much for being Sideshow members. If you want to upgrade your account to a lifetime one, never worry about recurring charges again. Just email me, show at distortedview.com. I will knock I will not knock $250 off the normal price. I will knock $50 off the normal price. And that means you'll get a lifetime membership for only $250. Again, just email me, show at distortedview.com for all the information. Also, I want to thank all of my patrons. I just updated the Patreon account with a couple exclusive pieces last week. Also, I want to say thanks to Bag of Cum for being the newest pledger or patron. Great name, Bag of Cum. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, if you use a smart vibrator, meaning that your dong connects to the internet, I've got some bad news for you. Your masturbation sessions may have been recorded and are available for all to hear. Sex toy fans who purchased a vibrator were horrified to discover their intimate sessions were secretly recorded on an app that comes with the toy. Lovence, the Hong Kong company behind the vibrator, reported a, quote, minor software bug after users discovered its remote-controlled vibrator app
recorded sound files and stored them on the phone each time the toy was on. Now, it's not as bad as it sounds. What happens is this audio file is stored in like a cache directory or something until the device is used again, and then that file is overwritten. So, like, it wasn't shared on a like internet site or something. This audio wasn't uploaded to the cloud. Maybe, I don't know. A customer revealed the issue on Reddit, insisting they never wanted their entire sessions recorded in the first place. The user, called Thai Doctor, wrote, "The Lovent remote control vibrator app seems to be recording while the vibrator is on." I mean, can you even get good audio from a vibrator? I mean, I know it's technically the phone that's doing the recording, but you've got the vibrator on. It's going to muffle most of your sounds, right? How loud are you people when you masturbate? I guess, like, women tend to make more noise when, like, fingering themselves or jamming something in their twat, right? Again, I'm not basing this on any, like, personal experience, but it's mostly just on porn I've watched. You know, when guys are jerking off, it's pretty quiet. Except for the gooner baiters. But women... squirting all over the place, moaning, screaming. All right, the file was a full audio recording, 6 minutes long, of the last time I used the app to control my partner's remote control vibrator. Wait a second. Hold on. This changes everything. You're telling me that the person using the app on the phone to control the vibrator doesn't even have to be in the same room? I guess that's why it's internet connected, right? So maybe this is for couples who are far away. Like, a man is on his business trip. Meanwhile, the wife is back home horny. So she's like, I wish I could get off. And so he, you know, he's in Hong Kong or whatever, or Malaysia on a business trip. And so he can operate the vibrator from there while pleasing his wife who's here in America. Now, the question is, whose audio is being recorded? Is it the guy on the phone? Yeah, you want crank this thing up and really fry your pussy, bitch. Oh, maybe it's like a voice app. Maybe it's like chat, so they can communicate back and forth, and you can hear her. Turn it up. I need it more. I need your big dick. I want you to fuck me all the way from Hong Kong. So, like, does it record the whole conversation? Because that's worth hacking a phone for. Let me read this line by line. All right, I was going through my phone media to prepare it for a factory reset. Must be using Android. And came across a .3gp file named tempsoundplay.3gp in the folder for the app. The file was a full audio recording of the last time I used the app to control my partner's remote control vibrator. In a bid to calm the horrified user, Lovent replied on Reddit saying, "Your concern is completely understandable." It added, "Rest assured, no information or data is sent to our servers. This cache file currently remains on your phone instead of deleting itself once your session is finished." I mean, it's an easy fix, you know, with an update or something. Just delete that temporary file when, done recording. The sex toy manufacturer's blunder comes weeks after security researchers reported their butt plug. What a line there. That's a bad week for that sex toy manufacturer. Their butt plug isn't safe. What is that butt plug doing to people? I mean, is it getting lost up there? Maybe it's too tapered? the wide end isn't wide enough and people lose their... butt plugs in there? I don't know. Let me read here. Maybe it catches on fire? That's like the worst place to get a burn, your rectum. All right, where are we at here? The sex toy manufacturer's blunder comes weeks after security researchers reported their butt plug was not safe. Penetration testers claim they were able to hack into the Lovent's Hush. Oh, it wasn't safe, like, due to hacking. Okay. A company representative told The Verge that the bug has been fixed and the cache file will be eventually deleted. So there you go. Just a risk you take for being an early adopter. I meant anal adopter. Whatever. Second story we have for you today.
This one comes from Kansas City. A police interrogation of a Kansas City man charged with drug and gun offenses ended prematurely when an investigator was driven from the room. Why? Did the suspect have a gun? Was he threatening the cop? No! The dude was just farting so much. Probably what that sounded like. A detective reported that when he asked for his address, 24-year-old Sean Sykes Jr. leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering. The Kansas City Star, that's the newspaper reporting this. Like, it's a legit source. It's not from, you know, realnewsgood.tk or something. Like, this is a real news source. All right, the Kansas City Star reports that Sykes continued to be flatulent. He was in a state of constant flatulence, and the detective was forced to quickly end the interview. Did he just let the guy go? I can't deal with you anymore. No, of course not. He still has to stand trial, right? Oh, I feel so bad for that jury. This guy might actually get off on all these charges because the jury is going to be just wanting to get it over with. Your Honor, we find him not guilty. Can we leave? All right. Sykes appeared in court on Monday, charged with being a felon in possession of 3 firearms and possession with intent to sell cocaine. The charges stem from, he had those cocaine farts. They're pretty rancid. The charges stem from police traffic stops this month and in September in Kansas City, Missouri. The Federal Public Defender's Office hasn't responded to an AP email seeking comment on Friday about the farts in question. I bet you the AP wants to know, like, what did that man eat? Like, what did the farts smell like? Were they loud? Were they wet? Were they just deadly? Like, silent? All right, final story we have for you today. I once again saved the best for last. A man had reconstructive surgery on his intestines. Why, you ask? Well, I did say this news story was the best of the bunch. Of course it has to do with, jamming something up your asshole. He carved an 18-inch yucca plant, you know, the yucca root. He shaped it into a penis, a big penis, a big fat penis. I bait my big fucking penis. And he used it as a sex toy. Of course he did. The Costa Rican man found himself in need of emergency surgery. You know, the problem with the yucca plant, and really all roots, is they're very rough, right? It's not smooth. So even if you kind of like shape it into a penis, it's still like imagine fucking yourself with tree bark. Like a tree trunk full of bark. It's not going to be a pleasant ride down that thing or back up, you know, because the bark's going to get it's going to be like pulling, right? On your innards, I guess. A Costa Rican man found himself in need of emergency surgery after he took his needs for sexual kicks too far. Medics at San Juan de Dios Hospital in the capital of San Jose were shocked to find an 18-inch cassava root in the man's anal cavity. Really? The dude didn't give the doctors a heads up about what they're going to find. I understand you're embarrassed, but, like, they're going to find out. You can't keep that secret for too long. The 55-year-old had carved the root into a phallic shape, and he used the cassava as a sex toy. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Sex toy? Oh, I meant cassava. The unnamed man had voluntarily inserted... Okay, thank God he wasn't raped. That would add a tragic side to this news story. This way, we can just mock and ridicule him without feeling too bad. He did this on his own. Fool. All right, so he carved the root into a phallic shape. See, this is the problem with men. They always think they can handle more than they really can. I guess it's just guys' competitive nature. You know, they watch a video of a dude taking a 12-inch dick, and they're like, yeah, I could take 18 inches, big fat, like a big fat tree trunk up my asshole. And he tried, and guess what? He couldn't. All right, the unnamed man had voluntarily inserted the 18-inch root, which had an estimated girth of more than 3 inches, into his anus.
He had to be rushed to the hospital after one of the two condoms he used on the cassava broke inside of him. At least he used a condom. He was playing safe. As the condom ripped, this put the man at risk of perforating his intestines and infection. Surgeons spent more than an hour operating on the idiot, with the removal of the cassava being filmed and later posted online for
maximum humiliation.
While I do not have a great image of this yucca plant or whatever root being yanked free from his asshole, I do have a picture of the just the root. So if you want to see how big this thing is, it's pretty massive. I made it today's featured image over there at superfreaksideshow.com. Doctors had to perform some reconstructive procedures on the man's anus and intestines, but as the rectum was not perforated, thanks to the condoms, the man is expected to make a full recovery. Staff at the hospital said the man is currently in stable condition. He'll be walking funny for a while. Cassava root, also known as yucca, is a starchy root, the best kind of root to fuck yourself with. It's common in South America, where it is used as a stable carb. Oh, I'm trying to wean myself off of carbs, so no yucca up my butt, thank you. The starch derived from the cassava is also known as tapioca. Oh, used as, is it like pudding? Used all over the world as a thickening agent in desserts such as tapioca pudding. Now that is okay to put up your butt. It's, you know, cool and refreshing. Might be a good option for a future video from asssmoothie.com. Make a nice tapioca smoothie. All right, so yeah, it's used in desserts such as tapioca pudding and in the popular Asian bubble tea drink. Coincidentally, the American Cancer Society warns that those with a latex rubber allergy may suffer a reaction to the plant and should avoid eating cassava or tapioca. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. You can also email me, show@distortedview.com. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at DistortedView, yada, yada, yada. Okay, let's do a couple patron calls first.
Hi, Tim. It's G.
Hi,
G. So I heard on your latest episode that you play Celtic Heroes.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know what server you play on and what your character name is. Hate me. I must know. Thanks.
Yeah, I did mention Celtic Heroes on the show. I haven't been playing it because I'm kind of in Super Mario Odyssey world. You know, like, that's what I'm dealing with right now. It's my burden. Which I beat, by the way. Thank you. Just a great... If you have a Nintendo Switch, you should really get it. Just a very fun game. Celtic Heroes. Yes, I am on the... Someone else emailed me or Facebooked me or something and asked me about this, so I just happen to know what server I'm on. I'm on the Danu server, I think. D-A-N-U or something like that. And I've got a couple characters. One is Timmy Boo, of course. And the other one is named Senkets or something. S-E-N-K-E-T-S. I mostly play with Timmy Boo. That's my mage. He's like a level 60 or something. So yeah, I'm pretty powerful, if I do say so myself. All right.
Hey, Tim. Bag of Cum here. You really...
Hey, Bag of Cum new patron!
You really have to warn me before you make a song out of you burp barfing next time.
Oh, yeah.
I was working when you started playing that, and I needed to run to the bathroom because I felt like I was going to barf from laughing so hard.
Oh.
Holy fucking Christ, Tim. Like, that's some of the funniest shit I've heard from you. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. And,
You are welcome. A gift from me to you.
And
I was drinking that the Pepsi. Pepsi always makes me burp, but it's the Pepsi made with real sugar. That really gives me gas.
And I know this isn't the best thing to say right now, what with all the like the purge happening in Hollywood, but I mean, when Chickadee was just losing her fucking mind about all the old people that she has to deal with.
Got a rock hard boner.
If I'm being honest, that was maybe the most turned on I've been in years. Like, whole.
This is the type of stuff that turns Distorted View listeners on.
Shit.
All right.
Anyway, keep up the good work. I love you.
All right. Love you, too. One more patron call here.
Chicky Tim, Superfly here. I was listening to your, as the episode with the cock gagging, You were talking about the lottery thing. I'd hate to shit on your dreams, Tim, but I'm going to do it all the same. If you set up a Twitch stream like what you're talking about, I'm pretty sure you're going to run afoul of your state's gambling laws.
Oh. The
lotto is one thing because it's state-run and regulated.
Yeah.
But if you're just running some Twitch thing, buddy, it's bad time. The state does not fuck around with that.
Explain yourself. What am I doing wrong? I bought my ticket, right? So what if I film myself scratching it?
Does not fuck around with that.
Is it because I was encouraging people to give me money so I could purchase more lotto tickets and I would share in the winnings?
Time, the state does not fuck around with that. Also, I used to work at a convenience store for, quite some time. Buddy, your scratch-off tickets?
Yeah.
There's a little number that you have to scratch if you win, right? And what I would do is there's a number in a box. There's four numbers in a box. And you scan the back of it and you punch those numbers in and it tells you whether you won or not. Yeah. So, like veterans, like old people.
Oh, yeah, they don't even scratch off the tickets.
Not much time left on this earth. Often we'll just scratch off that number.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, these people, you're right, old people, they'll go and they'll get, like, I don't know, like, 5 or 10 tickets, and they just scratch the little barcode at the bottom, and then they hand it back to the woman, or whatever, whoever it is at the cash register, just to scan it to see if they're a winner. They don't even bother, like, I go through the whole work of, like, finding all the goddamn words in my cash word, scratchies. Right? But you really just have to, obviously it's just a barcode, because when you hand them, if you won $5 or $10, you bring it back to the convenience store, they just scan it, and it's like, winner, winner! A little cash register screams that, right? Winner, winner! And then you get your money. But yeah, I've seen old people do that a lot, where they, which is not in the spirit of the game, I feel. Maybe this guy's right, though. Maybe it has something to do with them not having a lot of time on Earth.
Hand it to you to see if it won or not.
Yeah.
So, hate to crush that for you, too.
Oh, you're not crushing anything. I knew all of that. But thank you for the call. Appreciate it. One more. Oh, no, this is not going to be a good call.
Hey, Timmy.
Hi. See what I mean? That's not a good... I could tell, because that MP3 file was like 21K. All right, one more here.
Oh, great. It's Haley's Comet with another stupid recommendation. Oh, yeah.
What did Haley's Comet... I can't even remember the last time Haley's Comet called in. And I'm sure whatever he had to say was helpful or interesting, right? You guys just have a real... You got a problem with him.
Oh, great. It's Haley's Comet with another stupid recommendation. Oh, yeah. Tim, you would love MASH. You like jokes about...
He recommended MASH.
Crossdresser.
You're right. Haley's Comet is an asshole.
Novelty, trannies have mental illness. Well, okay, I'll give you that one. Radar, he's just a bumbling idiot. That's pretty novel of a character. And you got,
Hot Lips!
The blonde chick.
Hot
who,
Lips!
Like, pretend is a 10, and she's actually like...
How do I know more than you? I never even watched the show. I just remember the name Hot Lips.
So that's irritating. And then, Alan Alda, his fucking nasally voice couldn't be more annoying. And then they treat Asians like complete stereotypes, which I like. So I like a couple things. But
there are a couple pros in this pros and cons list of MASH.
I don't think you need to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it, please. Watch some old fucking dumb TV show. I've got new dumb TV shows to watch. By the way, I don't know if you guys watched, now that it's over, the Halt and Catch Fire. I love the show from the start, season one. Some people had an issue with season one, but it definitely got better, as the series went on. And, God, the last few episodes were just, Jesus Christ, heart-wrenching. But it was a very good show if you are kind of a nerd. Or, especially like the last season, it was based in the 90s, my favorite decade. There was a severe lack of Toad the Wet Sprocket music featured on that show. My one complaint of Halt and Catch Fire. But I think the first couple seasons are on Netflix or Hulu or something. Check those out. If the first season is a little slow for you or too nerdy or whatever, you just don't care about the characters, stick with it. Season 2 changes things up. Season 3, it's very good. good show. Highly recommended. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Better than that stupid MASH. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, I think. That was almost posed as a question. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
Girls can smell your balls.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. This one's for the freaks.